Mark 8, 31 through 38. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels."
You'll notice the rest of the story is the title for the sermon today. Of course, you'll remember my sermon of July 29th. If someone could just recap that for me. Oh, man. Now, that was the first part of this when Peter made his great confession, that confession that we all share when we come together. And this is the rest of that story. It's not too long after that confession. At that point, the clock was ticking. In today's passage, Jesus tells them the rest of the story. There are two different words for time in the Greek language that are used off and on in the narrative. One is chronos and one is kairos. There will be a test in 2 weeks. Chronos is just plain old everyday time. Like, what time is it? Oh, it's almost time for the sermon to be over. Oh, I heard that. Look, where did that come from? It came from back there. Bernie. Okay, that's chronos. What time is it? But there is a different kind of time. It's called kairos. And it literally means time fulfilled. It would be like, now is the time. That kind of time. This was the kairos moment in Jesus' ministry. He began to teach them his true mission, his suffering, his rejection, his death, his resurrection. Can you imagine the effect this would have on his followers? Later, the apostle to the Gentiles, Paul, would say, "The cross is folly to some, but to others, it is the very power of God." And at that moment, it sounded like folly to Peter, didn't it? You can just kind of hear him take Jesus, please don't say that. No, you're getting everyone upset. And Jesus got on Peter. The word is rebuked. He rebuked Peter because Peter had rebuked him. And that was not a good idea. Jesus looked at Peter and the other disciples, and he gave them the look. You know the look, right? That's the look. And he said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." Could he have said anything else that would have cut Peter to the quick like that? He didn't say it because he didn't love Peter, because he did. He said it because he knew that this was the Kairos moment. And if that moment were not fulfilled, all would go in a different direction. So get behind me. Ouch. Then he called the crowd in really close. "If you really want to follow me," he told them, "forget about yourself. Forget about yourself. Take up your own cross and follow me." Put aside your selfishness. We are, it's kind of built in, it seems like it's kind of hardwired in, our selfishness, right? One of my favorite movies of all times, it's Finding Nemo. I love Finding Nemo. And in one part of it, and you know, I like the seagulls. The seagulls are completely unlikable in the movie because they are so selfish and they only have one word. They would crowd around and what would they say? "Mine? Mine? Mine? Mine?" That's all they ever say. "Mine?" Let's talk about me. How you can help me. After all, I am the center of my own universe. We may not say it that overtly, but at times we feel like that, don't we? Yeah, admit it. We can be selfish beyond the telling of it. Selfishness is somehow hardwired into us, but selflessness is a gift of grace. Take up your cross, he told them. What he meant was take up your burdens, take up your wounds, take up that which is holding you down. Do you remember when he was on the porches of Bethesda and there was a man there who had been sick for 38 years? He couldn't rise and Jesus told him to take up your pallet and walk. Take up whatever is holding you down, your burdens. Take up your own cross and follow me. Burdens can weigh you down, but burdens can also make you stronger, can they not? Think about it. One of my favorite sayings in the ministry was by a pastor of generations ago, and he uttered the words, "In love's service, only the wounded soldiers can serve." So those burdens, those things which might weigh you down, can also add strength to your story. Then he asked them, "Indeed, what can they give in return for their own life?" Kind of an odd question, isn't it? In other words, what is your life worth? What is a human life worth? Well, we say that and we say, of course, that's what we're here for, is to is to bring an end to suffering and to help human life. How many thousands of children die each day of malnutrition? What is a life worth? How many will die in wars of aggression just in the next, give or take a year? 10,000? 100,000? Millions have. What indeed is a life worth? When we decide to follow this Jesus of Nazareth, we decide to take up our own burdens, those things which have held us down, which might have held us back, and to take them up and use them as strength rather than weakness and live joyfully. That's what we decide to do. And then we decide as best as we can, given our hardwired selfishness sometimes. Mine, well, that just jumps out unattended, doesn't it? We decide as best we can to live our lives for others, as Jesus gave His life for us. It's that simple. We decide to greet each person, if we decide to follow Jesus, as a worthwhile child of God. That's what Jesus was asking them to do that day. It's true, cross-bearing can be hard work, but the benefits are out of this world. Amen.